"Have you never heard of the League of the Red-Headed Men?" he asked with his eyes open. "Never." "Why, wonder at that, for you are eligible yourself for one of the vacancies."
"And what are they worth?" I asked.
"Oh, merely a couple of hundred a year, but the work is slight and it need not interfere very much with one's other occupations."
Well, you can easily think that that made me prick up my ears, for the business has not been over good for some years, and an extra couple of hundred would have been very handy.
"Tell me all about it," said I.
"Well," says he, showing me the advertisement,
"you can see for yourself that the League has a vacancy, and there is the address where you should apply for particulars. As far as I can make out, the League was founded by an American millionaire, Ezekiel Hopkins, who was very peculiar in his ways. He was himself red-headed, and he had a great sympathy for all red-headed men. So when he died, it was found that he had left his enormous fortune in the hands of trustees, with instructions to apply the interest to the providing of easy births to men whose hair is of that colour. From all I hear, it is splendid pay and very little to do.